Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is a Rivalry Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
You top of your helmet!
Brought to you by Roto-Rooter, the experts in plumbing, drains, and water cleanup. Oregon versus Oregon State.
Sully to throw it, takes off, delivers a shot, and makes the first down. Lance Mitchell came up to meet the quarterback. Masoli won the battle.
It's Rivalry Week on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM, 1080 AM, and the Odyssey app.
Hey, what it do? What's up? Good Thursday.
It
What's
is
going
a good
on?
Thursday.
Yeah. Got Dan Lanning coming on here in about an hour.
Yeah. Punctuality means something.
So I'm told.
Yeah.
So we'll continue our Rivalry Week talk.
Presented by Woto-Rooter. Woto-Rooter's
Winning Football is Winning Football.
Yeah, so, big show.
Yeah, like a big show. Still Wednesday show, but, you know, we'll try to put the same energy into our Thursday show.
We don't need any extra motivation to come in and want to whoop your ass.
In our award-winning
That's right. That's how we feel every day.
Yes.
Coming in here.
That's how we attack these microphones.
Yep.
Can you whoop ass in radio? You throw radio hands?
What do you call this?
You can whoop ass. Yeah.
Dusty was showing me, I was coming in, and Dusty was showing me an old clip that he found from his old man, Andy Hera, Oregon Duck legend.
Yeah, he is a legend.
And apparently, Andy in the Civil War was ejected for throwing hands on the Beaver bench back in the day.
Wow.
What?
I guess, he was telling
so
me
he
that...
So he played, right?
Yeah, Andy was like a fullback.
I think he was Ahmad Rashad's backup.
Yeah, he was like a fullback running back.
Yeah.
Dude, he's like 5'5".
Well, it was the olden days. Yeah. You could be 5'5".
Scrappy
white
guys all over the place.
And have you seen old video? I mean, Alabama didn't have black players until like 1971, for God's sakes. And it was Oregon. Let's not act like it was Oregon of today. They were lucky to have Andy Hera. So I guess his daughter, Evie, was asking, like, why does Grandpa hate Oregon State so much? And he goes, I showed her this article. And I guess like back in the day, Andy got cheap shot. He got cheap shotted going out of bounds and he was a little kind of like fuzzy. And I guess he came up and he thought he was on his own bench. So he took a swing at someone and then he realized he was on the Oregon State bench. So then he just started swinging at everyone. And it says in the article that while it wasn't like the best of ideas or like control, they loved the intensity. That's the olden days.
What year was this?
Oh, God. That had to be like what, in the 60s, right?
Yes. Late 60s, early 70s.
Late 60s, early 70s?
That.
Yeah. So I guess like back in the day, Andy Hera was like, you know what? Civil War. You know what, Beavs? You're going to catch these hands.
I heard a story about Andy Hera riding his horse up the steps, up the stairs inside a sorority house.
Yeah. Dude, the man, Andy Hera is a freaking, he's a legend.
He is a legend.
And I love that man.
Should we credit him for really cranking up the Civil War rivalry in 19 whatever?
Yeah,
67? Probably.
It's possible. You know, I don't know how many times
it was
we've
never
seen...
the same after that.
Well, how many times throughout the course of that rivalry have we seen someone ejected for fighting? I don't know
Not
how
often.
Many there can be, but I'm guessing it can't be that many. And yet, The brand man's father owns one of those distinctions. We know that.
We should have him in here. Put him on the air.
Is that a good idea?
No. Which is exactly why we should do it.
We should have it on tomorrow to regale us of tales of the Civil War.
Has
back
Andy
in the old
ever
day.
Been on the fan?
I don't think so. Hmm. He's every now and then I remember like he's shown up at the station a time or two, but I don't think we've
ever. Yeah, we've had him around.
We've never had him on the air. Dusty may have at some point, although if anyone's likely to not put Andy Hare on the air, I think it's Dusty. I think he knows better.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Well, good times.
Yeah.
I love Andy.
I just love, you know, that's the fun part about Wivalry Week is you get stories like that.
Yeah.
It's fun.
That's right.
We had ours is the Holy War, BYU Utah.
That's a great name.
It's a good one. It's solid. And we had one where we had a linebacker named Derek Stevenson. He played for the Dolphins for a bit, and he wasn't like the best guy, but he was terrifying. He was a linebacker, and I just was scared of him. He was just an angry individual. And we had beaten Utah on their field, and it was kind of like a big deal. So we're all celebrating, and we're like, woo, you know, hey.
Yeah.
And then we look up, and someone's like, dude, Derek's in the stands. And we're okay. we're like, what? And we look, and Derek, and it's like November, it's muddy, natural grass, and Derek is climbing the railing, and Derek's going up into the stands, and we're like, well, this is going to be good.
Uh-oh.
I guess his dad got into a fight with someone up in the stands.
Oh, no, oh, no.
Derek saw it, goes up in the stands, and starts dropping an ass-kicking on the dude who was fighting his dad.
Wow.
And then some other people obviously joined in, and now Derek's just handing out two pieces to, like, random Utah fans. And then a bunch of people had to go up in the stands and, like, broke up, and it was a whole thing. And there was, like, three dudes with, like, big bloody faces, and Derek's foaming, and I'm just like, I know, I'm like, what do we, I didn't go up in stands.
Shades of Tag Bozade.
Yeah.
Do you remember him?
I do remember. So we're all just kind of standing there, and, like, there's no, like, I was an underclassman, so I was like, I don't think I need to go in the stands. I'm like, my dad's not up there fighting with someone, but it was like,
got to do something.
It was a surreal moment. Like, that's kind of the magic of Wivalry Week is stuff like that pops off.
Hatred and fights.
Yeah.
I'll whack your ass right now. Yeah, vitriol. We love that. What is Utah a, are they a religious institution?
They are not.
So why do they call it the Holy War?
Well, because it's Utah. So
because most of the people who aren't Mormon would go to University of Utah, whereas all the Mormons go to BYU.
But they're not.
Or the idea
religious.
Is the Mormons that can't get into BYU got into Utah, and the Mormons that could get into BYU got into BYU.
Yeah, but I would think a holy war would be more like Notre Dame, BYU, you know.
Yeah, you could do
or
that.
Or something like that.
Yeah. Most of the Utah people are religious as well.
They're probably all, well, yeah, they're a lot of them are Mormon.
Yes, hence the holy war.
But it's BYU, not really, because they're all on the same team.
BYU looked down on Utah, and Utah thought we were a bunch of pious douches. And by the way, both were probably right.
Mm. You know. Yeah, I think that's the nature of a good rivalry right there.
Yeah.
There's always one that thinks the other is pious.
Yes, and one is always better. And then it
yeah.
Yeah.
And one typically is better.
Yes.
And that pisses the other one off.
Yeah. And they can't say that we're better than you, so you come up with a you're holier than thou.
Correct.
And then the school that is above it, they try to do like, well, you're the little brother peon.
That's right. Good little program. Good
for reference, yeah. In 2024, they did a survey, and only 11.6% of the students at the University of Utah identified as LDS.
Oh,
so it is really non-Mormon versus Mormon.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just going to call them atheists. probably not, but...
Yeah. Well, then, so I don't know what you can rename it. It's the anti-Holy War. I don't know. The Crusade, because you have the heathens versus the, you know, the godless heathens versus the Mormons.
I love rivalries.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, we got a big show.
Really big show.
Dan Lanning will be on at 4. We got Thursday Night Football between the Dolphins and the Bills.
Yeah.
Tonight.
This may be, it shouldn't be much of a game, but you could see someone get fired. You could see a tarmac firing. That could be kind of fun.
Well, division game. You never know.
Yeah.
But the big news tonight is that Josh Allen's wearing a visor.
that's the big news?
Well, yeah.
Yep. I mean, like, can't get that nose broken again.
The spread's 12. No one cares about Miami. But Josh Allen has a broken nose.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got to wear a visor.
That's exciting.
Which might make him look even cooler than he already looks.
I suppose. I wish they were going red helmets. That's all I want.
I'm excited to see them pull out those ice uniforms later. Oh, yeah. Those like snowstorm ones.
Yeah, they did
ones.
The ice ones.
How do you know they're not wearing that tonight? How do you know what they're wearing?
That, I think we would have. Usually they like announce that something like that's coming this week when it's happening.
Yeah, if you're wearing the iced out unis, are you going to go with the reds, the throwbacks?
Cardinals and Saints are both wearing new helmets this week. They're both wearing white helmets. Saints are and Cardinals are.
Saints with the white helmets, huh?
Yeah. First time
in
ever. Seattle.
Photos of them practicing in them today.
I'll make a statement here, too. Saints, dude, top five uni in the league. Saints are clean.
Really?
It always looks good. Love the Florida Lee. Black and gold
it's
works.
It's hard to go wrong with black and gold.
It's a sharp look. They do well.
Top five uni in the league. Huh?
Yes. Love the Saints. Well, obviously the Cowboys. You can't argue with the Cowboys.
I would argue with the Cowboys. They have like four different colors of blue. It's horrible.
Buck.
Yeah, I'm dead serious. Right, the star is navy. Buck, the colors are royal.
You're being a
the
Niner.
Pants are light. No, they're terrible.
You're being
they're
a
terrible.
Niner. You're being a Niner
the
douche.
The star is classic. The uniforms are horrible.
You're being a Niner douche. Okay, when you think of the NFL, you think of the Cowboys.
I think of the star.
We don't have to insult.
They're crappy uniforms.
Just because he disagrees with you doesn't mean you need to insult him.
It's the thing is, he's not. He's just taking some hard line.
They look
Niner
like mismatched high school uniforms.
He doesn't
uniforms.
Like them. He doesn't like them.
The white tops with the light blue pants look like mismatched high school uniforms.
I really like the Chargers and have always liked the Chargers.
Yeah, they're good.
The new Chargers, going back to the powder blues, oh, it's a good look. It's a good look. The number one would be the Oilers if they were still around, because that's phenomenal. But the pack is always a great look.
Steelers,
classic. And unlike Buck, I will take emotions out of it. I'm not even a Cowboy. The Niners have a classic look.
Niners are good.
Yeah, the Niners solid. Are great. It's a great look.
I think I want more out of two uniform. I think
you're asking more.
Yeah, I think I want more. I think this Bengals could be the best in the league.
Oh, it's a good look too.
Yeah.
But for some reason they're not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I want more from
them.
They
need to be like simpler or something, because the helmets are perfect. Yeah.
The helmets are perfect.
Yeah.
But they're not quite there, but it's still like they have the most to work with.
Yeah.
In terms of their colors and their and the Bengal stripe.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And then I think I want more from the Raiders.
Really?
Yeah.
I agree.
Funny. Someone,
I do.
That's an iconic look.
It is.
You could do an upgrade to a more iconic logo, I think. I know that goes back forever, but like it's just...
You're not touching that thing.
You could go black helmets.
Yeah.
You could superimpose the colors.
Yeah, do a little something there.
I like that a lot. Yeah.
But the Raiders are, again, that's like the Cowboys. You can't screw with it.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah.
Like there's just some things that aren't going to change. I would say if we're going iconic... Raiders, Steelers, Niners, Cowboys, like Eagles, like you can't mess with those.
You know what else I like? The Patriots classic with Patriot Pat in his stance.
Well, this goes back to my long-standing thing, and I'll throw Oregon in this. The throwback is always better than the new. So I don't know why they just don't use, like Seahawks, I'm looking right at you, the Titans and the Oilers, the Chargers. The throwback is always better.
The Broncos?
Yeah, it's way better.
What
so
about,
just make the throwback the regular.
What about worst? Who do you think has the worst look?
Titans.
Well, and the worst to work with has got to be the Browns.
Yeah, it's just they don't do
you
jack.
Just, the bad color scheme. You don't really have a mascot.
It's
like,
terrible.
I mean, I know they have dogs, but
the
like,
Panthers is dog crap. That looks awful. The Titans are terrible. That thing's a sticky mess.
You know, I think looks really lame. The Colts.
Hmm. Yeah, pretty simple.
I don't like the Colts.
Yeah.
Look.
Hmm. I don't know if I mean it's like Jacksonville and like the new like it's. Jacksonville and Carolina and the Titans, the people that came in like in that kind of weird era. Where
the Texans, too, for red, white, and blue, they're kind of weak.
Well, it's all the teams that came in like the 90s where we were in the midst of this. Everything had to be extreme and had to be like very vibrant colors. And we're all into teals. And it's just, it's...
Seahawks.
Dude, the Seahawks are terrible. It's bad.
But they're old, like,
they're
like
old
regular blue and Kelly green.
Yes.
It was great.
But the modern, the one that they roll out there on a week-to-week basis, it's a bottom five.
It's insane.
It's a garbage unit.
It's not great.
And when they do the greens, oh, my God.
Yeah, I can't
stand
those.
It's putrid. It's absolutely terrible.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's your first Seggy. Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
Merely filler until Dan Lanning arrives. He will talk Oregon, Oregon State at 4 p.m. 4 p.m.
Yeah, sharp.
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 Clayton Kershaw has retired. What are you laughing at?
Buck was being all Bucky today. And he's being very spiteful.
Well, he wants to put up a 10 spot.
I want to crush him tomorrow.
Well,
just.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
I would too. He's the rival.
Buck is being very, very dug in heels San Francisco boy today.
That's right.
We'll get to that. And then today in the NFL, next on The Fan. All right, this is the Dan Lanning pregame show. 42 minutes away from the coach. Baseball steals the headline today.
Yeah.
Because a couple big things happened. Not often that happens this time of year.
We're going to talk about the big Mets win. Is that...
Did they win today?
Yes, we did.
Who'd you play? Padres?
Yeah.
Did they sweep that?
No. The Padres got him last night.
All right. That's a nice win.
But the Tonger.
You guys are good now, right?
He was back. I told you we're back.
But back. I mean, like, you feeling pretty... What's the lead? Two and a half, three?
It was 1.5 going into today.
So two?
Yeah, I don't know what... Because we played day today, so I'm not sure what
over
the
those pesky
did.
D-bags? They didn't play today, I don't think.
Yeah, so... But this was a big one. I was very nervous about the Padres series, and we took it 6-1.
No one cares about that.
I care about it.
Well, but this isn't about you.
I think the people care.
No, they don't.
That actually. We are now 2 up.
No, they don't.
On those and 2.5
True
up
story.
On Bucks loser San Francisco Giants.
We'll make up half a game tonight.
Wait, are you guys playing?
Yeah, we play tonight at 7:30. Yeah. It's the Dodgers.
Big series.
Big series.
So Clayton Kershaw announced that he's retiring.
Yes.
Which I give him credit for announcing it now because he's not doing the Derek Jeter one-year farewell tour where he gets gifts everywhere he goes.
Yeah, that's going to be the LeBron James farewell tour.
So this was a good... I think it's a good way to go out because, one, if you had tickets to tomorrow night's game at Dodger Stadium, you're doing cartwheels because you're like, oh, my God! Now I'm going to sell them for a mint. It's Clayton Kershaw's last regular season home game.
If you're a Dodger fan, right, and you got tickets, and let's say you popped, when we went down, ticket decent seats were about $200.
Okay.
For it wasn't a great seat, it wasn't a bad seat, solid, but they're expensive tickets. So you got your seats 2.25, and you're an actual Dodger fan, and it's Clayton freaking Kershaw's last game.
Yeah. Well, maybe not the playoffs.
Well, okay, last home game.
Last guaranteed
regular
last
season. Game.
Last guaranteed game that Kershaw is going to pitch that you can see.
Okay.
And you get offered $750.
No.
Right?
I keep him.
You keep him.
Yeah.
You keep him and you're like, that's one you hold on to. Like, I'm sure there's a price point, but no one's shelling out $2,000 for decent seats to go see Kershaw's last game.
Well, there's the question.
I'll take a look and see what they're going for.
You selling it $2,000? You bought him for two?
You bought him for two. Dude, that's a good hunk of money. Like
I'm probably selling.
Yeah, at that price, I think you kind of have to, but it would have to be a lot. If I was a big Dodger fan, dude, that's not just a dude.
Well,
right?
You can also play the, well, I'll sell my playoff tickets and go to this one. If you don't, like if you're a season ticket holder and you have the option to buy, maybe you don't buy a playoff tickets because this is more important.
Or you sell this and you buy playoff seats with it.
Or you sell this and just buy cheaper tickets to this game.
That's true.
Surely, wait till the third inning.
go to the nosebleeds. I'll look and see what the get-in price for this is because it's tomorrow night, right?
Tomorrow night. Yeah, so he said, I'm done. He's 37.
Yeah.
And
he's all fat. And he's kind of a shell of himself. And
well, he's having a good year.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy... He's unbelievable, Clayton. Like he can't. He's the same no matter what. He's like 10-2 this year.
Yeah,
he's amazing.
Just wait for the playoffs. He won't be.
Well, it would be something if he. Yeah, that's another question. Are we rooting? Because nobody wants the Dodgers to win. Besides Dodger fans,
I like Clayton Kershaw.
Are we rooting for him in the playoffs, or are we rooting for the demise of the Dodgers?
Yeah, I'm not.
I know what I'm doing.
By all accounts, Clayton Kershaw is a good dude.
Yeah,
and that dude's been through a lot. I am not rooting for the Dodgers to win a World Series, but I'm not going to actively root for Clayton Kershaw to get shelled.
What's he been through? Like, what's
well, dude, that the postseason? Like that guy has been raked over the coals for as good as he is. That guy was known for failure after failure after failure after failure. And I don't like to see that. And I'm not the biggest Barry Bonds guy in the world, but it sucks that forever that people were, you know, Bonds was known as a playoff failure. I don't like to see that. When you're one of the all-time greats, and for whatever reason in the postseason, it hasn't been your cup of tea, and we love to kind of pile on you, I can't get behind that.
Maybe he's a choke artist. He's no Curt Schilling.
He is no Curt Schilling.
So yes. 12 seasons in the postseason, 22 different series. He is 13-13 with a 4.49 ERA in the postseason.
Yeah.
For as good a pitcher as he is, that is horrendous.
Yeah.
That's not good.
4.49, that means he got banged around really bad
some
of those starts.
His career ERA in 18 seasons is 2.54.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
the postseason is not big.
Not
time,
good. Okay, so he says, I'm out. And then, by the way, my last start for the regular season is going to be against the Giants, the rival, the hated Giants, tomorrow night at Dodger Stadium.
And Buck goes, I understand that the Giants aren't going to win. It's not realistic. But he goes, I want nothing more than to get Kershaw to lay a 10-burger in his final start.
And he's owned our asses, too. He's got like a 2.08 ERA career against the Giants in like 62 starts.
Wait, why do you think you're not going to win?
No, the whole thing?
The whole thing.
Oh,
I said it's unrealistic that this team like makes the playoffs, goes on a World Series run. My new wish is that they just crush Clayton Kershaw in his regular season finale.
So I looked it up. So for like the seats that I sat in when we went and saw the Dodgers Padres, decent seat that cost me about $200. It looks like it's about $850 for this Kershaw game.
Okay.
If you want the worst seat in the house, like upper right hand corner, you ain't seeing crap. Looks like it's about $3. So it is an expensive ticket.
Well, I mean, so I could sell for maybe $1,000. Like, that's I could maybe sell them for $1,000. So I make $800.
And there's not many available. Like, normally when you look at these games, there's tons of seats.
So I could go to the game and make $500.
Easy. Easy. And God forbid, if you had one down below, there's seats that are going in the lower level right now. They're going for anywhere from $1,300 to $3,300.
Wow.
Yeah.
What do you think? Mary Hart's seat is going for
The best seat that I see right now on.
Do you see her seat down there?
I do not see hers, but it's in. It's not quite behind home plate. It's, it curves around. So they've got two seats left, and it looks like it is about 10 rows back behind home plate, and those are going for $4,100 apiece. So if you had a Mary Hart seat, I'm guessing that is probably in the $5,000 to $7,000.
It's good to be Mary Hart. Entertainment Tonight paid well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what she was on?
Yeah. I think she was an Entertainment Tonight gal.
What a legend.
Mm-hmm. Those seats are, Dodger tickets in general are expensive.
And then there's Clayton Kershaw.
Although the Padres tickets were more expensive.
Kershaw, one of the great lefties of all time.
Yes.
No question.
And with Randy Johnson and Sandy Koufax.
And maybe the last of the, I mean, we looked at it, like, when's another guy going to get 3,000?
Yeah, we've talked about that before.
Yeah.
It's going to be a while.
Yeah.
Mariners won again today.
They sure did. Tied for first.
On the Fan.
Because they were a half back, right, going into
today? Right, the Astros are idle today.
So they won 2-3 in Kansas City, which is no shock.
Mm-hmm.
Probably disappointed with that.
And now they go to Houston for 3 against the Astros. Massive series this weekend.
They're tied headed to Houston. So that series, the winner of the series gets the leg up in the AOS with 6 to play.
Yep.
And
a sweep for one side would be disaster.
Oh, yeah.
And they get the tiebreaker.
Yep.
Because they've tied so far the season series.
Yeah. This is just...
This is good stuff.
Enormous. And for the Mariners, you got the crappy-ass Rockies after this. And then remember, it's the Dodgers, but the Dodgers may not be playing for anything. So, and then with Houston has this 3 set against your Mariners, and then they got the Athletics and they got the Angels. So it's actually, in theory, it's an easier route for the Astros, but we just don't know what the Dodgers are going to be rolling out there. So just enormous. And yes, if someone sweeps this series, that should probably do it.
By the way, Sunday night, this game will be on ESPN, or the Mariners, Astros will be Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN. So that'll be opposite Chiefs-Giants.
Yeah. No one will be watching baseball then.
Well, I will. I'll have both. Yeah, quad box, man.
Did you see, I'm trying to think of there was an NFL game, and now I'm drawing a blank which one it was. Got 34 million viewers.
Chiefs-Eagles.
Chiefs-Eagles, yeah. 34 million. Tuned into that.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. And by the way, the only saving grace for the Mariners is you're more than likely, you're both going to make the postseason. I mean, the Guardians are sniffing like, what, two back? The Rangers are kind of out of it. So
yeah, that's true. The Rangers have bowed out.
So as long as you don't completely S the bed, even if you don't win the division, you should still be in the postseason.
Yeah, but do you want... Okay, so... It's a lot up in the air.
There is a lot up in the air.
Boston. So if you win the division,
mm-hmm.
you will play Boston, right? Because they'd be the...
So if they win, they would be the worst of the division winners.
Yeah. So they'd play the...
So you would play the top wild card.
Right.
And that...
Oh, so they'd play the Yankees?
Yes.
But then if they don't win, then they play...
Then they would be the
Boston.
They would be the top wild card, and they would play the worst of the division winner, and that would be the Astros.
Oh, they'd be the Astros. Oh!
Be the Astros.
So if you don't win the division...
Mm-hmm. You probably get the Astros.
You get the Astros again.
Yes.
You probably want the Astros over the Yankees, yeah? Or does home field matter to you?
I don't know. No,
it's only a three-game series.
Yeah, three-game series. I'm assuming you want that at home, but I believe that would be... Because I don't think you're going to... I don't think anything else is really going to change. No one's going to catch that. So, yeah, I think that's...
Boston... I don't have the standings in front of me.
I'm looking here at the wild card.
They'd be the last wild card, right?
They'd be the last. So, New York right now is the top wild card. Houston and Seattle would be a game back of that, and then Boston. So
you know what the other consideration is? I think you want the division because, well, division titles are cool.
Sure.
But you get home field in the first round, and then and they're much better at home. But then you would line up opposite the Tigers instead of the Blue Jays, and I think that's a more winnable series.
Sure.
Don't you think?
I would think so. But at the same time, like...
So win the division, Mariners.
Well, I think you always want to win the division. I'm not a big setup. Just win your division if you can win the division and play at home. I just... That matters.
You know what we'd get if the season ended today in the NL?
Yeah.
You know who your Mets would be playing?
So we'd be the worst of the wild cards, and so we would get...
Dodgers. You would get the Dodgers in LA.
Well, no, because the Dodgers don't have the best record.
Well, I know. The best record is Milwaukee, followed by...
And we're the worst of the wild cards, so we would get the...
Brewers get a bye. Phillies get a bye. Dodgers are next best. They host the worst, the Mets, and then the Padres and Cubs would be the other. Boy, I tell you, those are some great NL first-round series.
Yeah.
If that happens, Mets, Dodgers, Padres, Cubs.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I've accepted the fact that the Mets are probably going to bow out, but, you know... The one thing about, like, if we got the Dodgers in the first round, the Dodgers are so up and down and so funky. Why not? What the hell?
Be a good series.
Their bullpen stinks. Our bullpen stinks. Let's go. See what happens.
That's the team that I think, what'd they say, 119? They were projected to win 119 games or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, well, they didn't come close
they
to that.
They did not. And they've battled through injuries, and you keep hearing down there that no one cares, and they'll get to the postseason, and they'll turn the switch and all that. I will say that if the Mets don't make the postseason, we will hold the distinction of being the two most expensive teams in Major League Baseball history to not make the postseason.
That's right.
Because the 2023 Mets currently hold that distinction, and this roster, more expensive than that one.
Yeah, I saw something out there that it's entirely possible that they're going to go from winning 89 games to paying Juan Soto $700 million and winning less games the next year.
Hey, Juan Soto has been great.
He's turned it on.
For all the crap that Juan Soto gets... Dude, everyone can pound sand. Is anyone worth $700 million? Probably not.
He needed to turn it on, though.
But Juan Soto is having a hell of a year.
Yeah, but it wasn't...
Yeah, he's been good. Just wasn't early.
He cranked it up when he needed to because the whispers were starting to get loud.
Yes.
So he shut everybody
this
up.
This is his best season since that one when he was like 22, 23.
With the Nats?
What?
When he's with the Nats?
With the Nats. He had that one season where it was like, holy crap. But... I mean, dude, the dude is, let's see, he hit .263 this year. He's got 41 homers, 100 RBI, and I want to say he's got like, let me see, he's got 33 stolen bases. I mean.
Can't wait to watch Clayton Kershaw strike him out.
Juan Soto gets no hate from me. He has been great.
Well, rest in peace, Clayton Kershaw. Hopefully the Giants put up a 10 spot on him tomorrow.
Yeah.
Bitter-ass Buckley. All I want was a 10-burger on him.
In his final regular season home game. All right, let's get to the NFL. Today, we have a young running back already squawking with that 2.7 yards per carry average.
Yeah.
And we have an apology from Kyler Murray. Yes, this goes back to yesterday's program.
Awkward Instagram moments.
Yeah. But we still don't know if he knew what he was doing.
Yeah, he didn't comment on that.
He didn't really say that.
No.
So we'll get to that in other items, the NFL, next. But first, here's Buck.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Texter, good point. Before we get to the NFL, just real quick, a follow-up. The Mariners are only one game back. Mariners and Astros are only one game back from the Tigers.
Yeah, we kind of were, because the Blue Jays are the number one seed and no one's catching them. But we kind of dismissed the fact that it's a game back of Detroit. And if you end up winning the division and you're the second seed, you get a bye.
Yeah.
Which obviously is that's much screw home field advantage and lining up, get the bye.
So now to today in the NFL, we've got Oregon coach Dan Lanning in about 20 minutes. A couple notes here. Ashton Jeanty, so far for the Raiders, has 30 carries in two games.
It's not great.
And he is averaging 2.7 yards per carry.
Now, to be fair, Pro Football Focus, they have like basically successful blocking rates. And no one has a worse blocking rate, run plays, untouched rushers, than the Raiders. So... And if you've watched any of the Raiders, he really doesn't have much of a chance to get going. There has not been a lot of usage there.
So he has come out today. Yeah. They were talking to him about that.
Yeah, it's not, you don't want to do this.
Well, he said, quote, "I don't think you draft a guy like me to not give me carries and touches.
Yeah.
I'm ready for the responsibility. And like I said, it's going to start with me in the run game, and I got to continue to get better." Yeah. He said, there is a learning curve to the NFL.
Yeah. Well, and you look like in that Chargers game, they didn't. So he had 11 carries, and then they had a couple other guys. One of them was like on a fly sweep, but I mean, you eliminate Geno's carries, which are obviously scrambles, and they only ran the ball 13 times. So, you know,
and they threw it 43 times or something.
Yeah. So I mean,
who did they play in week one?
They played the Patriots.
Oh, that's right.
And they did win that game. But Jeanty in that one had 19 carries. And again, no one else, Zamir White, the backup, had three. So, you know, and they threw the ball 34 times. So they just, and you can say, you know, is this a matter of the offensive line? And I know the offensive line has been beat up. Jackson Powers Johnson missed game two. He had the concussion. So they just haven't been running the ball, period. I mean, at all. So
hey, maybe let Geno cook, huh?
Well, maybe there's a rub there if you're, you know, like you said, you drafted me, you better use me, but. You know, this is a team with Chip Kelly and Pete Carroll that you would think would run the ball. So the fact that they're not probably means that they don't believe that they can.
Too early.
Yeah.
Too early on Jeanty.
I just, you but know, just, if you're a rookie.
Yeah, just
dude,
shut up.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, I don't think he meant it the way it sounds in the quote, but.
Yeah.
It's just like, dude.
You've earned no right. This is the Keyshawn Johnson thing. Throw me the damn ball. You haven't earned the right to say, throw me the damn ball, or you didn't draft me to not use me. Like. that it's the NFL. If they thought they could run the ball and they thought that you could help them win, you would be getting the ball 30 times.
You don't
a
think
day.
Chip Kelly wants to run the ball? That's what his bread and butter was at Oregon.
Same thing with Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll's whole thing was run the ball. So some of that might be on you and the O-line. So just saying.
Best rookie running back so far? Is it Henderson?
I'd have to look.
Like that Bishal Tootin kid in Jacksonville. He's been all right.
Where'd he play college ball?
That I don't know.
There has not
scored
been.
Last week. It's why they traded Tank Bigsby, too.
There just hasn't been a ton of impact.
It was supposed to be Gentry or Hampton.
Yep, and neither one of them has been phenomenal. Tyler Warren has had a really nice impact, but that's a tight end.
People thought maybe Travion Henderson, too, and apparently he's really struggled in pass protection.
Caleb Johnson? I know the whole kickoff thing. But.
Yeah. No, he's not getting...
He's not getting any
carries.
He's
not getting run. Like, he basically is just... in fact, Pro Football Focus has Dylan Sampson from the Cleveland Browns as their top-rated running back. Mm. So they just said there just hasn't been, and it's early, there just hasn't been a lot of impact rookies. In fact, the Bears, who spent their two picks on Luther Bolden and Loveland, the tight end, they've got nothing out of either one of those guys. And they're saying that's one of the problems that we've had in Chicago. So it's just been a weird, Tet McMillan, I know they're pretty happy with in Carolina, even though if the numbers aren't great, they're pretty happy with what he's bringing to the table.
He caught 6 or 7 balls last week.
Yep. And they're saying some of the defensive players have been a nice touch. And then, the tight end from Buffalo, Jackson Haas, he has been PFF's top ranked rookie through 2 weeks.
All right, Kyler Murray stepped in it a little bit yesterday. We were debating, did he know what he did wrong, or was he just oblivious? Well, we still don't know.
No.
But
we have a statement.
He has apologized. Yes. That's next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Dan Lanning coming up next. Kyler Murray apologized today. He was clearly told to apologize today.
Tried to do the, we still don't know whether or not he knew what he was doing.
Well, here's what he said. So yesterday he posed on Instagram in a just a beautiful little photo shoot where he's got a Mike Vick jersey on and he's posing with a pit bull.
Yeah, his pit bull. And that's the weird thing is it's not like it was a candid photo. It was a photo shoot.
He's not doing selfies.
It was a set up photo shoot with lighting and
it's weird.
Yeah.
So he said, quote, now this is after seeing reaction from fans.
Yeah.
He deleted his post.
Yes.
And then he said, in no way, shape, or form do I condone animal cruelty or dog fighting, whatever it is. For me personally, you all saw me wear the Michael Vick jersey, a player that I admire very much growing up, and then just being at home with my pup. Murray added, they both get treated like kings, talking about his two dogs. So it's not like in no way, shape, or form am I condoning that. But yes, I saw how it affected people and decided to take it down. So I apologize to anybody and whoever I affected with that.
Yeah. Which, again, we still don't know.
Little wordy.
We still don't know if he knew.
Yeah, he doesn't say.
Well, it sounds like he says, I'm always with my dogs, and I like this Michael Vick jersey because he's a role model. And it sounds like he didn't put two and two together.
I think you're right. I think that I'm deducing that he had no earthly idea. He's just that oblivious. And he had his Vick jersey on. He's got his doggies. And he's like, this is going to be great for the gram. And everybody's like, dude, hello.
Yeah.
Do you remember when you were 10? He went to prison.
For
do you know what for, Kyler?
For killing that one particular dog.
By the way,
for whatever reason, athletes and dumbasses alike love. I don't mean to say that. I'm sure there's some people out there that love pit bulls. I just, I got a little bit of an issue with pit bulls myself. Not the biggest fan.
In this story, they call those dogs bulldogs.
That's not a bulldog.
I know. I don't know why it says that.
Not only does he have the pit bull, but he has the wonderful pit bull that has had its ears carved up for fighting purposes and to make it look super badass. Cool, everybody.
Well, I mean, you know, he's got a couple pit bulls and he treats them well, so that's good.
Yeah. I mean,
but I guess that's best case scenario for him is that he really is just that dumb. He's like, what?
No. I just love the person that's like, it's always the same person, the pit bull owner, that's always doing that. Not my pit bulls. It's the owner. It's not the dog. Even though every statistic known to man says that.
They just get a bad rap. Mine's great.
I've heard that before. Right after it rips your face off. He's never done that before. Jeez.
Did you guys see the NFL AI-generated stadiums?
I did see that.
How cool was that?
One I thought was cool. Some of them were ridiculous.
But some were like, well, some of them were like infernos and stuff were like a little much. But like the Denver one that was like a ski lodge was so cool.
Very cool.
I liked the Ravens one.
First one.
The first one.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, somebody on internet, I think we got it from maybe Barstool, but somebody made AI renderings of what like kind of imaginary home stadiums could be, and they did it, I think, for all the teams.
No,
and
they did.
He did it for all the teams. He had two. Okay, so hold on. There's two NFL videos. He split it into two.
Okay.
So the second half of the NFL is in the second one.
Okay.
He also did a college football one and a Major League Baseball one.
Ooh.
And he is at Trend Lens Vault.
Mm.
Trend, TRENDLENS Vault on the social media, and you can see them all on there. Barstool repurposed it and put it out, but it's from this Trend Lens Vault.
So account. I only saw the one video that had like 10 teams, and it was interesting. So if you don't know, like, obviously, like with the Dallas Cowboys, there's a big giant cowboy hat, and there's like with the Niners, there was like a gold track around the outside where like miners going, and the Pittsburgh Steelers had a big steel furnace. And so obviously it plays into the theme of each team. And while some of them were really kind of fun to see, I'm telling you, the one that I was like, they should actually do was the Raven Stadium. They made the Raven Stadium look like something out of like a...
It's like haunting and gothic.
Yes.
It's like cathedral-like.
Yeah. But
pretty cool.
It's the only one that you could actually... like, because most of them, you couldn't do it because it's either the elements take up all the seats or that it's just it's ridiculous. You can't have waterfalls over your fans for the Jacksonville Jaguars. But the Raven Stadium, you could actually do that. And it wouldn't affect like the seating capacity or the sight lines. And that thing looks awesome. It's something out of an Edgar Allan Poe or like an Addams Family thing. That some of those were really cool.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm with Buck. That Denver one was rad.
I'm seeing the college ones now too. And this is where it gets into the holy ridiculous. But they did an Oregon one where the field is sitting in the middle of a pond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like there's water surrounding all of it.
Well, you know, the ducks and all that.
Oh, of course.
I'd have to see. I need to see this because I only like.
It's fun.
I only saw the handful of them.
Look, it's a fun bit. Okay.
Yeah.
AI. It's great.
Yeah. Like I'm seeing here, like, well, they did the Commanders one, but they did. Oh, that must be the Chiefs. Never mind. I was like, wait, they did a Redskins one? I'm like, no, they did a Chiefs. Yeah, some of these are quite cool. We've never had anyone do like a...
We've
never had anyone do a theme park stadium.
You think somebody, I mean, you think...
it feels like someone should give it a whirl.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, the Niners did that crappy cookie-cutter Levi Stadium down there. Do a Gold Rush something.
Yeah. Right.
Do something fun.
It would be...
interactive.
It would be fun to see. Because, I mean, for the most part, those stadiums, like... who cares? You could still do concerts there and have it be themed.
Especially when they do new ones, like blank canvas, do whatever you want.
Yeah. That would be, I would be on board. And by the way, the gaudier, the better. If someone should do it, it should be Oregon. Like when Phil dies, like give him an extra $800 million out of your $36 million fortune and just rebuild Autzen Stadium and just go.
What would you do?
I don't know. I don't know what you would do for, because you said the Oregon one, they put it in the middle of a pond.
Yeah, and you could do some sort of, like, water effect where you had, I don't know, like, I mean, what's a duck's natural setting? It's like, like you make it like an outside Oregon in nature type place, maybe?
Dude, I just know that if I was, like, the owner of the Ravens and I had to build my own stadium, you could convince me to do that gothic, evil kind of dark thing.
It's one of those things where people want to go to your games just to see the stadium.
Yes.
Just to take selfies with it.
Yeah. When I was with the Buccaneers.
If you guys haven't seen these vids, they're real fun. Check them out.
When I was with the Buccaneers, it was a fairly new stadium, Raymond James, and they do the Buccaneers ship in the one end zone. People love that freaking thing. Lean into it.
Yeah.
You know, just
photo
like,
op.
Yeah, photo
everything
op.
For the gram.
Yes.
All right. Oregon coach Dan Lanning joins us next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.